welcome to what's episode 5 of the Shitty Shark Show. It's me, John, and with me as always is Monster, Keith, and Maddie. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Right.
Not too bad.
Excellent. Anybody watch anything good other than the movie we're going to talk about since last time?
Yes, ooh, actually. I just did a episode for my podcast, In the Mouth of Monster, cheap plug there. And I got to watch a film called Derelicts. It was just released on the 13th this year. It's a Thanksgiving horror film. So it was really, really cool to get to watch that and interview the director on that one.
Awesome.
Brett Glassberg is the director. Should I put his name in there.
Nice. So how about you, Maddie? You watch anything good since the last show?
I watched that movie called Swallow the other day, which I really thought was great. It's not really a horror movie. It's like a drama suspense type movie, but I thought it was very, very good and original. I just watched The Boy too, which wasn't great.
I don't like it.
Not what you would expect. I enjoyed The Boy, but this one was like, eh.
Yeah, I actually just got around to finally watching Tim Gross's and Daniel Boyd's movie, their remake of Blood Freak, and I was actually really pleased with it. It's very cool.
It's very cool. Fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I tried to get them on my pod, but it was unsuccessful at the time, being that it's such a short time notice. So I really wanted to get a chance to watch that one and review that one too. It looks really phenomenal. So
It's very cool.
We saw it in the Gross's backyard. With the people that made it and everything. We were out there drinking beers on the big screen.
Hey, don't rub it in or I have to throw you to the sharks.
It was awesome. I didn't mean to rub it in too bad. It was good. It's a good movie.
Yeah. They did a double feature of Blood Freak and Spirit Animal, actually.
It's like Spirit Animal.
Whenever Growth Fest got canceled, they did a backyard screening. So
that's awesome.
Keith and I got to see Blood Freak there. We had a lot of fun with it.
It's a really good movie.
All right. Are you guys ready for some shark bites?
Always.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. I have two shark bites for you this week. All right. First one is a question. And I'm not sure what state Monster lives in, so I'm just going to refer to the states that I know the rest of us live in. But I'm fairly certain. Arizona?
Yes.
Yeah, probably a similar situation. But here's shark trivia. Can you name the animal that lives in both Ohio, Pennsylvania, and probably Arizona that kills more people per year than sharks do?
A bobcat.
Humans?
What do you think, Maddie?
I was trying to think. I'm just going to say a bear. That's probably not right.
So, worldwide, sharks kill about 6 people a year.
Yeah.
Worldwide, cows kill 22 people a year.
How?
A cow. A cow is technically more dangerous to you than a shark.
Is that because people go cow tipping and somehow the cow falls on them?
Don't they have viruses and stuff like that?
No, this is cows physically killing people either through trampling them or kicking them. Cows. Anybody that throws like that billboards up with a cow that says, "Oh, I have a name. Don't eat me." Has never met a cow. Cows are nasty. You meet a cow and you're like, you know what? I'll kill and eat you. I don't like you at all. So yes, cows. Isn't that something?
Really is.
Does that make sharks less scary? Maybe a little bit.
What about a shark riding on top of a cow?
Oh, well, see, that would just be wrong. That would be super deadly if you have, or God help us if Roger Corman ever thinks of making the cow shark movie, right?
Oh, so what?
Yeah. All right. So that's shark bite number one, okay? That was some fun little shark trivia. Shark bite number two. When do sharks first learn to attack and eat other creatures?
Right out the womb.
Right out of the womb, you say?
Yeah, out of the womb.
Yeah, what do you think, Maddie and Monster?
I don't know what to answer this. A year
in the womb?
Yeah, when they're in the womb.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, like the sharks will hatch, and the first one that hatches will kill, not completely eat, but will kill the other, or try to kill all the other pups, and then feed on them while it develops in the womb.
That's great.
Yeah, so sharks are nasty enough that they will actually, in utero, kill and murder their siblings and eat them.
Yeah.
Vicious.
Sharks are mean.
Yes.
That's all we can say.
Well, what happens if you have what happens if you get a shark and you train it though? Do you think it'll turn on you?
I don't even train sharks. Sharks aren't trainable, dude.
I know, I'm just putting it out there.
Well, sharks
they trained sharks in and it turned out great, okay?
And what?
Backfired in any movie.
Oh yeah.
No, but Tilikum, yeah. But Tilikum the killer whale backfired. So I was just saying, you know, what about sharks too?
Sharks have it rough coming out to birth, and then turtles. Some animals got extreme, like whenever they're birthed and everything like that. Like turtles, they're born and then bam, they gotta run for the ocean.
Yeah.
So
that's why they lay so many eggs. If they did,
this is how you're born right now.
Well, but that's why turtles lay so many eggs, because you know, if without people hunting them, if all those eggs made it to the ocean, you'd have way too many damn turtles.
Exactly.
And that's right.
Like, it's some Lion King shit, man. It's like the circle of life. On the right.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, so anybody else got any shark bites or movie news that we want to talk about here on this episode?
I wish.
No? Yeah. I need to start getting shark bites.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you keep insisting upon trying to wrestle a shark, you might get a shark bite.
I got to look up a dude that did wrestle a shark. I'm going to look that up.
Did he win?
And I don't know. Yeah. I gotta look it up.
His name is Lefty. You figure it out. Oh,
and then once Keith gets done with his fight, he'll be righty.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, you know, it's been a week, and I'm kind of excited about the movie that we're gonna cover this week. This was Keith's pick, right, Keith?
Yep. Bait.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep.
That's pretty good.
It was decent.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I do want to mention something to anybody that may be listening. I on our Facebook page. First of all, I should check our Facebook page out. We're the Shitty Shark Show without the I, because Facebook, I believe, is just kind of a prude that way. I'm actually putting a post up there, letting people know that if they want to leave us a question or something like that, we'll be happy to answer it on the show. So I'm checking Facebook right now to see if anybody has left us a question, because I figure we'd love to answer questions about Shitty Shark shows.
Yeah, sir.
That's what we're here for.
Nobody wants to talk to us. It's very sad. But this is sort of new. So if you're listening to the show, pop on over. You can see what we're going to be covering next time. And if you want, that's where you can leave us a quick question, and we'll be happy to answer it for you. Nobody this time, but we'll check. We'll keep this up, and we'll keep checking. You never know. Plus, I found a really cool picture of a shark with questions. So yeah, that's
okay.
It's y'all need to check out our Facebook page, because that's where we're trying to build a shitty shark community. And I'd be pretty happy if people were over there posting about shitty sharks, because you know, that's where we're going to find out about some of the movies we don't know about. Because I promise you, there's going to be some shark movies are going to be like, what the hell is this? I actually found some old Italian ones that are there's I didn't realize
I was looking, I saw a lot of those. I saw a lot of those. There was Shark in Venice. Did you hear about the did you see the one Shark in Venice? There's a lot of sharks in like Italy. So they do a lot of movies.
Yeah, those are all new. What shocked the hell out of me are all the 70s. I knew there was some Jaws exploitation, but there's so many, like Italy cranked out. I found a bunch of shark movies that don't have even like English dubs. So I'm trying to find if there's anybody's ever dubbed them. So I might be throwing some really crappy early Italian shark cinema actions.
I love it. That's horror awesome. Movies. Italian shark movies, so please give them.
Great. So, well, I think we might as well take a quick break here and jump back in and talk some bait, because I have a lot to talk about this movie, and I think you guys do too. So, if you guys don't have anything else, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Bait from 2012. Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
The legend continues.
That's a shark.
But no one sees it.
And I know what a shark looks like because I've seen one up close.
The legend continues, but no one believes it.
And you better do something about this one.
The legend continues.
Because I don't intend to go through that hell again.
The all-new Jaws 2. See it. Before you go back in the water. Jaws 2. In the West End and all over London. Now. Certificate A.
Hey! It's a Shitty Shark Show, episode 5. We're covering the movie this week is from 2012, Bait, which I believe is an Australian production. Yeah, it's an Australian production with some funding from Singapore. The movie opens up with some surfer lifeguard guys, and one of them is hungover, and he was at a bachelor party. The other one threw for him, and the one guy is engaged to the other fella's sister. So he has a job that he does every morning where he goes out and he checks the buoys. But he's really hungover. So his future brother-in-law says, I'll just go do it. I'll cover you today. So that's important because he jumps on his surfboard and starts paddling out to this buoy, which I believe is like a buoy for swimmers to say, don't go any farther. So it's way out. And then there's also this obnoxious sort of fat guy who jumps in and he makes some smart comments, like not mean, but kind of goofy comments, and he starts swimming out. So he starts swimming out. So we had the lifeguard, the future brother-in-law out there with this other fella, and of course, there's a goddamn shark. He big one. So we see the shark take the swimmer out. I mean, he just like grabs him, he's gone, and everybody sees that guy get taken except the lifeguard that's out there working on the buoy. So the guy who was hung over motorized.
What is that? Now I'm stumped.
It's a jet ski.
It's a jet ski.
Yeah. So he jumps on a jet ski, and he goes flying out to try to go save the guy. And eventually, the guy, like the shark, comes up underneath it and shatters the surfboard. And the guy goes flying up in the air and lands in the water. And just as he's there with the jet ski to pull him out of the water, the shark comes. It takes the guy, literally rips him out of his arms. And then the credits roll. That's all pre-credits. So a year later, we see that the guy who was supposed to marry the sister, he is a former lifeguard. He's now like working as a stock boy in this grocery store. He's still wearing the charm that he pulled off the other guy's neck. So he's obviously torn up about not saving his friend and his fiance's brother. And he's working, and of course the fiance shows up, she's shopping, and there's a shoplifter and her boyfriend, and then there's a guy coming to rob the store. So all these people end up in the store when there's a tsunami. This giant tsunami rolls in and floods the store, as well as the underground parking garage that's beneath them, I believe. And it floods the store, and it, as the waters come in, it dumps a bunch of sea life in with them, including a big shark in the grocery store and a big shark in the parking garage. So you have two great white sharks swimming around, and initially they like munch on the bodies, but then they decide after eating the bodies of the people who were killed in the attack that they are way more interested in the people alive and trying to get out of this building as it's flooding from the tsunami, as well as dodging these sharks. So you have a big cast, which is great because they start to get picked off little by little. Lot by lot, actually. There's a lot of people get croaked in this movie. But that is Bait from 2012. And yes, this is sharks in a grocery store, but it's not
and silly and stupid.
Yeah, it's not cheesy. It's actually played seriously, and there's some scares and stuff. So we'll start with you, Mr. Monster here. What do you think of Bait?
Well, as I mentioned before in the last episode, this is one of my favorite go-to indie shark films. So I really enjoy this one. I like the whole aspect of, you know, the grocery store and the parking garage, which is kind of funny because I don't know how many grocery stores are in multi-leveled buildings, but, you know, it worked for the sake of this film, so.
Yeah, what do you think? Well, I'll ask Maddie for your initial, what are your initial thoughts on the movie, Maddie?
I really, really dig this movie. I also work in a grocery store, so that might have something to do with it, but also, like, I just want to mention, I have the 3D Blu-ray, and this is probably one of my favorite 3D movies. It's got so many cool 3D effects, and it just adds to the experience. And I mean, it just doesn't even need it. Like, it's such a fun movie, just the premise and everything. It's original and different than a lot of other shark movies. Like you said, it takes it seriously. Lots of great characters. I really dig this one. And again, if you watch it in 3D, 3D is awesome.
Yeah, I want to say that I own it also, and I have a 3D TV, and I've watched it in 3D, and then just for this episode, I rewatched it again, and I watched it on the big screen that I have, and it's a lot better in 3D. Let me tell you, it's not bad in 2D, but it's in 3D. It's just phenomenal.
It adds so much depth. It's fantastic.
Really does.
There was a scene wherever. I guess it's kind of a spoiler, but they're going to, like, a duct above them to try to crawl through, and, like, spiders or whatever fall out. That made me cringe. I've seen this movie before, and I was like, oh, my freaking God. Like, no, get away from me. Like,
yeah, as if sharks weren't enough, you got spiders, too.
Yeah.
Weren't those, like, crab things, I think? Like
crab. Spider, whatever, where they terrify
little creepy fucking things, no matter what. Yeah,
yeah, it was terrifying regardless.
yeah. So Maddie, after watching Bait, do you find yourself looking around the grocery store, not only preparing for a possible zombie apocalypse, but are you like, okay, what happens if there's a meteor strike and Pennsylvania is flooded? Where would I survive in the grocery store if we were inundated with sharks?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd have to climb on top of some of the displays in the store. Like, movie. Be all good.
Yep. So
She'll survive.
Keith, this was your pick. So, just some initial thoughts about it and kind of what you were thinking about.
Well, I also worked in a grocery store for like years. It was with Maddie. That's how me and Maddie was in a grocery store. So, like, Maddie, she's in produce, so she does all that, but you lift all day. But I was running the floor. I had janitor, I had all this. I put in stock up. They had me running the whole store. So I was always down for, yo, if something pops off right now, I'm ready to jump into action. You know what I mean? I always had to be on that guard. But with this movie, how the tsunami hits, and then it just floods the whole entire store and everything like that. And yeah, like something, and that was crazy to me to see it like that and everything. And then on top of the tsunami, you got a freaking shark swimming around and stuff like that. So it was just like, it brought back some days and where you, that's how you got to be when you work in a grocery store or something like that. You got to be on guard, you know? And I thought the movie was real good. I didn't know like Australians. God, I never really watched an Australian movie. I didn't know Australians got down like this, and it was real good. And there was it was action packed.
Some of the best independent horror of the last 20 years is from Australia. I mean, yeah, there's stuff really, like Deathgasm. Yeah, Deathgasm is great.
Blood Vessel. I've been watching a lot of movies. Tootie is coming through. Yeah, those Australian guys, they got Foster Bear. I should have known that back in the day when Foster Bear came out. Well, big-ass cans, like they're humongous.
Yeah, seriously, Keith, there are some amazing, you know, some of the best monster movies. Forget just even independent. Some of the best monster movies and horror flicks that we've got in the last 20 years have come out of that New Zealand, you know, and Australia. Plus, even before that, you've got Peter Jackson and stuff like Dead Alive. So, yeah, they make some really fantastic shit out of there.
I like Australia. Australia's cool. They got kangaroos. Kangaroos will whoop your ass, too. You think kangaroos backing down? Whooping that ass.
Would you fight a kangaroo?
Kangaroo.
All right. So, I have some observations I want to talk about. I want to talk about the sharks and the gore. And I want to get you guys feedback on what I think. When I watch the movie, I will say there is some pretty not great CGI. There's some bad CGI in this movie. But there is also a lot of practical effects. There are some actual mechanical sharks that they made. There's some there's some practical effects. I think you mostly get like, you don't actually ever really like the actual kills, I think, are CG with the ones you see, but there's some cool gags. Like, you know, the dude missing his legs and part of his torso at the very beginning when he's floating down in the ocean. When they grab the one guy and they're trying to haul him up and his head floats away and the camera dips and you see that there's like very little of him left. The half a manager, which I think is a lot CGI, but at least the design of that one is pretty cool. You know, there's some decent gore in here. I was surprised about how many people actually lived. This movie wasn't as gory and nasty as it could have been. Hey, a lot of people get out of it. Like, one guy who is setting up the car battery to overload and explode and blow them a hole. I thought for sure he was going to die. Shit.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I thought for sure when the shark got loose, he was going to die. But so it kind of surprised me how many people lived, but it wasn't like upsetting. It was kind of cool because they really do a great job of in the middle of a monster movie, giving you backstory, making you root for the characters. What did you guys think about the CGI, the gore, and the characters? We'll go ahead and start with Maddie.
So as far as the CGI goes, again, with like the 3D, I've seen this in 3D and 2D. I notice when you watch it in 3D, I guess just because it's in 3D, you don't notice the CG as much. But when you watch it, 3D, you're like, oh my God, that looks so fucking fake. So it's actually pretty crazy how much of a difference that makes. Yeah, and I mean, it's definitely got some great gore. It's not, like, very gory, but when it has gore, it's pretty awesome. I really like a lot of the characters. I'm trying to think of the name of the one burglar. He was from Charmed. I mean, he played Cole. I don't know his
name. Yeah, he's actually, he was the Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom, too. Yeah, Julian McMahon. Yeah, I was surprised to see him in it.
before, yeah.
Like, yeah. He's definitely a good, memorable character. I think there's a lot of good, memorable characters, like the girl and her boyfriend in the car talking about their fake Gucci shoes and stuff.
That was awesome.
I love, they're two of my favorites. I love the dog and everything that they have. Like, that's some of my favorite moments. And
the dog was my favorite character.
Characters. What was the dog's name? I can't remember.
Oh gosh, I can't. I'm gonna have to find out what was the dog's name. It was a Pomeranian, so
I wish I could remember right now. I loved them. They were two of my favorites. Very enjoyable characters and everything. Just again, like you said.
How pissed, again, spoilers here. Hey, how pissed were you when it looked like the boyfriend fed the dog to the shark?
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I was happy when he croaked.
I found his girlfriend to be annoying, so I was kind of happy.
Come on. I don't advocate. Monster. $300 shoes. You can't use that to pump a hole in the windshield.
Then was like, fuck it, I'm going to get her. I'll get arrested for it. The shoe's cool as fuck. This chick's crazy. Ain't gonna fuck.
Like, I'm not mad, at the dog, but at the dog being thrown in there, I don't advocate that. But the guy buying his girlfriend Gucci, I mean, if you got to buy her Gucci to begin with, I mean, I'm sorry, but you know what I mean? I'm not materialistic like that. So.
I think the dog's name was Bully. Yeah.
That sounds right, actually.
The dog's name is Bully. Sure. Because it's this little tiny dog named Bully, which I think is kind of amusing. But yeah, when he throws a dog and you think he like used the dog as bait.
Yeah.
And then the shark gets him anyway. And then they don't show you right away, but eventually like you see the dog floating by and it's just yipping. And you're like, oh shit, the dog's still alive.
I love that.
The little dog with those fangs just nipping at you.
It's funny because I kind of feel like that's genius writing, because I believe the filmmakers are smart enough to realize, hey, we're going to throw this cute little dog in here and then we'll be like, hey, is the dog gonna die, and then we have the dog, theoretically die in a horrible way. It's just, I don't know, just kind of crazy. I really, really like it. So what else do you guys have to say about, because we got a little sidetracked here. Like, what do you guys think about, and the dog actually kind of fits in with the characters and how well the characters are done. Monster, I haven't really, why don't you go ahead and talk a little about what you thought about the CGI? Cause I think it's kind of interesting that Maddie pointed out the CGI maybe isn't as bad in 3D.
Yeah, I was going to say that as well. Cause watching it in both ways myself, I noticed that, in 3D, the CGI comes through a lot better. It's more believable that way. And the gore, the gore is great. There's not a lot of it, like you guys have said, but what they do use, they do it very well. I like seeing some of the body parts floating in the water and whatnot, but I have a bone to pick with the whole exploding the car, because so there's a point where they hook one of the sharks, and it's pulling and it's causing the building to kind of collapse because it's pulling on a pole, right? So things are falling down all over and this and that. But then when they explode an actual vehicle, which if you explode a vehicle, it's going to be a huge, explosion. And when they did that, not as much stuff came down, as when the shark was hooked to the pole and was pulling the pole up and down. So I thought that was kind of just weird and strange. But
I don't disagree with you, though I would say for me. Oh, we're watching a shark movie about a shark that's eating people in a grocery store. Yes. I'm not gonna the structural integrity of the building I agree. Really something I'm going to worry about.
But I just thought how, you know, it's funny that because explosions, you know, 10 yeah. times worse than a shark pulling on a pole. And yet more stuff came down from the pole than it did from the actual explosion. So
true. And of course, you know, they're basically in a concrete enclosure. And if you're in an enclosure and there's an explosion inside of an enclosure it's bad because even if it didn't knock the building down, it could very well turn your inside to hamburger.
Exactly.
Concussive blast, something I learned when I was in the Army. Keith.
Yes.
What did you think about the CGI and the kills and the stuff like that and the characters?
When I was watching it, it never stopped for me. There wasn't a second where I was like, hey, this is bad CGI or this or that, or, you know, but you guys are more detailed with that. You guys, I watched a lot of these movies, but you guys would know, you could tell from that. Me, when I watch a movie, I just sit back and relax and watch the movie. You know what I mean? But you guys would know. I thought the characters were awesome. They were really good, you know, they played really good parts in it. And, you know, it never stopped for me. It was always just like, you know, what's going to happen next, you know? It was like a fulfilled action film, you know what I mean? Like it was off the wall. Something was happening every 2 seconds. There was a lot of story plot to it. But the CGI on it, I didn't notice it. If I saw a gunshot or somebody got hit like that, I would say, oh, well, that's a good shot and everything like that. I wouldn't know. But you guys are more detailed on that than I would be.
We'll get you there eventually.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of them. All I do is watch movies all day.
Bad CGI shark movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't have a 3D. I don't have a 3D, like, movie. 3D came out like years ago, and I still haven't sat down and watched the 3D. So I gotta experience.
I'm not a fan of 3D.
Not everyone is. I love it.
It gives me a splitting headache.
Oh, 3D is my favorite.
Yeah, mine too. Monster. Like I recently 3D. Got to see the 13th 3D. My life is complete.
Oh, I saw that in the theater. So. Oh, yeah, I saw that at a revival theater here a couple years ago.
That's the way it's going to be seen a lot of these movies. So
yeah. Well, I don't think we're going to be seeing a lot of movies in the theater anymore. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You ready for this? All right. So early on in the movie, the one thing that I understand the explosion in the building and it doesn't knock the building down like you think it should. But the one thing I did notice that was a little earlier, like at the very beginning, I'm like watching the movie going, how is nobody like freaking out over this? I live in Ohio. I live in the middle of nowhere. I go to the beach every once in a while, but I've spent maybe in my entire 50 years on the planet, maybe a total of 3 weeks at the beach. So I am not a beach person. I don't live on the coast. If I'm by the ocean and all the dogs are freaking out and all the birds are flying inland, even I know what that means. Even I know it's like, okay, when the birds are going inland and the dogs want to get the hell out of town, you go that way. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the people who should know better are watching this. And like, wow, that, and they even talk about like, well, that's weird. You see all the birds flying? That was so weird. Yeah. And I'm just like, how did nobody put that together?
The worst for that. Maryland and Virginia, seagulls all day long. And there's a bunch of them and they just all are chirping day long.
But Keith, if all of the seagulls immediately start flying inland, that's telling you something.
You would know something's up.
I can get the fuck out of there, but it's summertime and I'm fucking chilling on the beach.
So, all right. So the guy
drinking and smoking, you don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit. There could be millions of seagulls. I'll still fucking be all right.
Look, Keith would be the one still on the beach when the tsunami hit.
Yeah, I was about to say that. You'd be on CNN. You'd be watching CNN. The beach is empty. And the anchor will be like, what the hell is that asshole doing on the middle of the beach drinking a beer? And the tsunami's coming at him, and he's just looking at it funny.
And then he tries to fight a shark.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Monster. He's waiting for the shark to show up. He wants to kick his ass.
I still got money on Keith, I'm telling you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's happening.
So, you know, I don't know. That was the one thing I was kind of like, it didn't take away from the movie. To me, it's just, it kind of...
Well, look, I wanted to pick on this a little bit, too. The part when they send the guy in the water to go shut off the electricity, right? And he's wearing that little homemade suit of like wire, you know, mesh wire. Like, I'm sorry, but that wouldn't stop a shark with the powerful jaws, you know, of a shark.
I mean, that was pointless. I use some Google foo on this. And the cage wasn't to stop him from a shark bite. The cage was made out of metal, which would confuse the shark senses. If it even came over and kind of like nipped and taste, it's not going to taste like a person. That cage was never meant to stop a shark bite. It was just meant to confuse the shark so that the shark wouldn't look at him like food. They don't explain it in the movie, but that's what, you know, that was what my Google foo taught me.
They utilized some of it too, the suit to strap the cans to the guy, so he had a reason to stay down underneath the water as well.
So, and then the other thing, I'm like, would a shotgun really fire underwater? And yes, it would. But then it also says eventually it may misfire because it got wet. So in the movie, that actually happens. It fires underwater. But then the next time he goes to use it and he's standing on the shelving unit or the piece of the ceiling that falls down, it misfires. And I'm just like, okay, did somebody Google this before they wrote the script? I don't know.
You never know. Someone who wrote the script might just know their shit. I mean, a lot of people do a lot of research writing.
Well, and so I thought it was weird too, because like how he props up the shark with the shotgun essentially and holds him. The shark is so powerful. There's no way he could hold it in place with the shotgun to get the shot off like that in the first place.
Yeah,
if it's a shark got underwater and smashes the shark's face, then you know it has impact. But if it really, I don't mess with guns too much, but if like a shotgun went off underwater and shot the shark's face. You know what I mean? Is that happening? Did you really do that?
That's what I just said. Yeah, he'll fire underwater. In fact, the way he shot the shark was the only way it would work. Because it's not so much the gun wouldn't fire. It's just that, you know, water is the best bullet stop ever.
Yeah.
Like we learned with the redneck shooting in the water, the minute the bullet hits the water, all of its like energy is dispersed. So the fact that he put it right up against the shark and pulled the trigger, that would still be effective because it would still fuck the shark up because it would still have its momentum.
Even if that gun's underwater, is it shooting underwater that?
That's what I said, though. I actually Googled it. And a shotgun will fire. Yeah. A gun will fire underwater. It's just that as soon as the bullet hits the water, it slows down and loses all of its power.
Yeah, but it only goes a few feet.
Yeah. So I just feel like shooting a shark in the face with the shark.
Well, see, and with... But when it comes to the guns and bullets, like I have a Glock 9mm and that's made to shoot underwater. But the thing is when the bullets actually get wet, like the powder in the inside of the bullet can get wet itself. And if that happens, then none of the bullets will fire anyways. So
yeah, that's where I was like, powder that it may have a little, I wouldn't even see that going 10 feet because it just makes the gunpowder freaking
dumb. The gunpowder is all in it. What kills a bullet is the bullet hitting the water, or in the case of the shotgun, like the slug or shot hitting the water, it would slow down. But the fact that it was right up against it never had the chance. It hit it hit right away, which is actually what they were saying is that's exactly how a the shark sticks work. Is there shotgun shells with a projectile and you push it right up against the shark and it goes off and it still has some oomph to it because it's right up against the shark.
Well, that's, they have those bows and everything like that, that sharp like sword looking and you shoot it. I would think that would work better than a shotgun underwater.
Yeah, but you don't actually carry that around when you're driving around in a cop car.
Yeah, I hear it.
Because you don't expect a tsunami to flood everything.
Yeah, in a grocery store.
Exactly. I wait for it every day.
Yep, yep.
You'll be the only one to survive if it does happen.
Yeah, watch this movie.
Right? You'll be like, I've seen it so many times, I know exactly what to do.
Yep. So, I mean, you know, overall, the movie had some silliness to it. Some of the CGI wasn't great, but I love the characters. I thought it's a really well-written movie. And, you know, the setting of the parking garage in the grocery store could have been so dumb. And I expected it to be cheesy, but they actually play it serious. And that setting just makes this... The setting alone sets this movie completely aside.
Makes it a lot more intense.
Yeah, from everything else.
I'm telling you, like, and if working in a grocery store and stuff like that, you get in some intense situations.
Have you ever had to wrestle a shark at the grocery store?
No, and I'm glad I didn't, because it wouldn't survive out of water. I would have had that shark in 2 seconds.
Unless... It was a lamp.
Yeah, I don't know, and it just seems like it's just swirling around on the floor, gonna get me, and I'd say stop, shark.
Unless it's a sand shark or a ghost shark.
Yeah.
What about a gator shark?
Oh shit!
Ooh, here we go.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this right now. They're down in Florida. You, my aunt, she passed away, but. She lived down in Florida for years, and there would literally be gators in her backyard trying to get into her little house. That's how crazy it is down there. They get hurricanes. Wow, man.
You've heard of Sharktopus. Well, we got gator shark now.
Yeah. Hey, and if you kill it, you know what happens?
Copyright.
Ghost gator shark.
Yes.
You got ghost gator shark in Kansas haunting your house.
Crazy.
Want that.
Ghost gator shark in Kansas, NATO.
You know, I just want to say and point out that we do have a filmmaker on the show. So, Maddie, get to make a ghost gator shark.
There we go. I got it. Keith Monahan is my main man.
Ghost gator shark. Yep. And I want to play the Quint character, the crusty old guy that knows. I want to play the crusty old priest who, like, had a traumatic incident on a sailboat, who is, like, the guy who knows how to exorcise the ghost gator shark.
I want to play the bumbling idiot that somehow makes it out alive, even though he's not supposed to.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. Monahan is the bumbling idiot who.
He's the shark wrestler.
I don't know what I'd be in that. I gotta think it out, man. Before
he's the shark wrestler.
Gator shark. I bet you we can have some good ass shit on that.
Ghost gator shark. Ghost gator shark.
We could do something. Like, I bet you it'd be good.
No. But Keith, you're just gonna play the drunken neighbor. Who sits on the porch, and every once in a while we cut to you, and like somebody's being horribly killed and murdered on the front lawn by Ghost Gator Shark, and you just be like, "Well, and shit."
He's playing the guitar. He's playing the guitar, and then when a shark attacks him, he hits it with the guitar.
You're making a film right now. Let's film this.
Oh, I'm down.
Copyright. Yeah,
the whole thing is, you need to do some costuming because I mean, Ghost Gator Shark attacks Keith's character on his porch. I want him just to, without explanation, suddenly jump up, dress like Macho Man, and be like, "Oh yeah!"
and then punch the shark.
We actually have a movie where the shark gets punched.
Right?
Yeah.
About time.
By Keith Monahan.
Shark in the nose and say, get off my porch, shark. Get off my porch, shark.
Oh, man. You gotta sign this guy up for the role, Maddie, already.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. So we've gone completely off the rails, and I'm happy that we have. It was fun. So, you know, I guess we're going to do the whole fins up, fins down, which I don't think it's going to be a surprise to anybody, but we'll start with you, Keith. Fins up or fins down?
Fins up. Yeah. I'll give it a real good movie. Gotta watch more Strowy movies. Fins up.
Maddie.
Oh, definitely fins up. If you can watch this in 3D on 3D Blu-ray, it's like a whole nother movie. So good. And even if you don't, it's a lot of fun. Great characters, great gore. Just a lot of fun. Very original. Definitely fins up.
Monster.
Oh, I loved it. I'll give it a fins up. I really liked that. The acting was just so great. And being that it's an independent film, it didn't feel like an independent film at all. It felt totally like a Hollywood film. And, you know, like it could have been a blockbuster. I really enjoyed it. So fins up for me.
You know, I was being a little picky about certain things, but at the end of the day, I had so much fun with this movie. Hey, this is not the first time I've seen it. I saw it when it first came out. So it had been like, you know, 7-8 years since I had watched it. And it holds up. It's a fun movie. Again, there's some cringy CGI, but I got to give it a fins up because this might actually have the 5 episodes we've done so far. You know, one of them is bad CGI sharks, which really isn't a shark movie, which we talked about last time. But in the case of this one, this is a shark movie. So really, we've covered, in my opinion, 4 shark movies on the show. Traditional shark eating people kind of flicks. And I think this is the best of the 4 actual shark movies we've watched and covered.
Definitely.
You know, yeah, the writing is definitely the script and the plot and the writing and the characters. Definitely, definitely top notch. So, yeah, if you guys are looking for a good quality, entertaining shark movie, that's a little different. This is for you. And for those that care about such things, I will give you the spoiler again, in case you didn't hear it before. The dog is fine at the end. The dog lives. And I only say that because whenever I watch a horror movie with my wife and a dog shows up on the screen, she says, is the dog going to be okay? And if I don't know, or if the answer is no, she's like, nope, done. Turn it off.
Well, I have a short story that I wrote, and I had a dog that got killed in it, and so I submitted it into a publishing company, and they said they'll take the story, but I had to take the part out about the dog because people don't like when dogs get hurt. So,
it's true. You can murder the shit out of teenagers.
That's exactly what they told me.
You can grind people into hamburger, but don't mess with the dog.
Don't touch a dog.
Yep. Spirit animal. We have a dog and spirit animal, and it's our main actress Jennifer Lewis's dog, and the dog may or may not die in the movie, but I lied to people who bought the movie and said, oh no, yeah, the dog's fine, it's all good. And when they got home, they probably hate me, but hey, I made the sale.
Well, you saw me.
She loves me though, Roxy Balboa, she loves me.
Roxy Balboa, yeah, she loves.
That's a great name.
Jen and her dog are amazing.
Well, I think we all love this movie, so I think that's another successful week. So why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about what we're going to cover on episode 6 of The Shitty Shark Show.
From the creators of 1 million BC, their most gigantic spectacle, when dinosaurs ruled the earth. Rated G.
Won't have to take this abuse much longer.
And we're back. Now is the time that we pick the show, the movie for the next program. And I think, I don't know that this is any one person's pick, but we all kind of like, I believe Monster mentioned it, and everybody's kind of like, yeah, that makes sense. Since by the time that you'll be listening to that program, we'll be really close to Christmas, we're going to do Santa Jaws. Maddie, you've seen it, right?
Oh, yes.
Does the shark wear a Christmas hat?
Yes.
It's been, yes.
Oh, I'm in. I'm in. So, you guys should be fun.
Yes. It will be a lot of fun. I'm a fan.
Excellent. So,
but I can't wait to hear what you guys think.
Yeah, it should be fun. Well, I mean, you know, it's Santa Jaws. Who's not going to love some festive, you know, shark killing? No,
we'll be watching it in my household on Christmas. We'll definitely, it'll be in my house. Everybody will be watching it.
There you go. Yeah, and Keith will be like, I'm about to wrestle that damn Santa Jaws. I'm going to reach in that television. I'm going to reach in that television, take his Santa hat and be like, come get it, bitch.
You guys are late.
That's what I was going to say. He's going to steal that Santa hat right off that shark.
Yep. My Santa hat.
All right. So now comes the time of the show where we do the pimpage of other projects we may be working on. And I'm going to mix it up, and we'll start with Keith this time. Keith, anything you want to pimp while we're here on the program?
Yeah, I want to get a, you can go to Kodiak Print Inc. You could Google it. You could Facebook it. I'll put it up on the Shitty Shark Facebook. It's Kodiak Print Inc. It's on Google. It's on Facebook. It's a print shop. We'll print anything you need. We'll do photography. Anything you need, you just come to that. I'll put it up on the Shitty Shark Podcast Facebook page. It's Kodiak Print Inc. And that's it, man. That's all I got to say.
Maddie, what do you got to pimp? Where can people buy Spirit Animal, and what's your next project?
Spirit Animal is still available on the Spirit Animal Facebook page. I am just getting more VHS made to send to people, and we have DVDs as well. Next project is going to be hopefully Bathtub Shark Attack, which hopefully we can review on here. It's the first shot on video shark movie that I know of. And we have an amazing looking practical shark made by an amazing effects artist that I can't really mention right now that I will be getting in a mail. So, yeah, that's coming cool. Soon.
Hey, I need to get me one of them tapes.
I'll send you one.
Very excellent, because I love to watch things on the DVD.
I'll sign it for you. We got to have everyone sign it, Don. Yeah,
I'll get a sign. Me and Maddie are going to meet up eventually here. I'll sign something for you.
Yeah, we'll get it to you. I just got to have everyone sign up.
Yep. Excellent. And Monster, what do you got going on?
All right. Well, to sound repetitive, you can pick up a copy of Psycho Ape right now on eBay, or you can check it out on Amazon.com.
Psycho Ape is fucking awesome, by the way.
Yeah, I have to keep pimping it just because it's such a great movie and it's doing so well right now.
Donovan, you know what my favorite joke in that movie is? Can I just pimp this out real quick?
Go for it.
My favorite joke is whenever he's like cracking the banana over a frying pan like it's an egg and put that. I told Addison that's my favorite joke in the movie. I'm sorry, but it is. He said it was his joke, but it's so funny. And it's such like a small little joke moment, but it's so funny. And I love Psycho Ape. It's so good.
Yeah, it's amazing. Also, I have a book. It came from the darkness from Red Cape Publishing and Philip Rogers 101 PR, which is out right now. And you can pick up a copy of that. I have a couple short stories in that. I also have another short story that's going to be coming out in a book. The A through Z of Horror, G is for Genies, and that comes out this December. And I have a short story in that called The Dream Machine, which is a really cool mummified djinn story, basically. So check that out. And Also, there's a couple films coming out right now I got my name in involved with. The Legacy of, or the Mothman Legacy, and the Bell Witch. I forget the title. But that's all from Small Town Monsters and Seth Breedlove, and you can go find them on, you know, any of the social medias.
So and have also, you actually, have you met Seth?
Oh, I know Seth. I talk to him all the time.
You know, his first thing, here's the funny story, his small world, right? You know, his first movie or his first documentary was a Minerva monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was born and raised in Minerva.
Nice.
I was a kid when all that shit was going on, you know, all the talk about Bigfoot right there in Minerva and all that shit. That was like the talk of grade school. That's all we talked about for like 2.5 years. And I actually talked to Seth. And I've got a bunch of, I got him to autograph a Mysterious Ohio book. And I talked to him about Minerva and growing up there. And, you know, my family actually is heavily involved. And Minerva now does because of this, they do they do a yearly, there's a small theater in this little, it's a really little town. But they got a small theater downtown that they converted back from a church into a theater. And every summer there's a Bigfoot fest out there that I know that Seth and the guys go to. And it's weird because they basically created this little cottage industry for Minerva. It's really neat the way it went down. But yeah, it's so weird you're talking about Seth because I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. Like Minerva Monsters. Yeah. That's me. I lived in Minerva.
He did On the Trail of UFOs. It's an 8-episode series, and I'm in episode 7 of it.
Telling
a story about some stuff that happened to me. Yeah, when I was younger. So you can check that out too. That's on Amazon Prime as well. The movie I was trying to say, the Bell Witch one, it's called The Mark of the Bell Witch, and that's going to be released really soon here this month, if I'm correct. And you can catch that one, you know, on Amazon Prime, all the good places as well. And that's all I have. Okay. Oh, and my In the Mouth of Monster, you can catch me on that every other week as well. Have a Thanksgiving episode I just recorded and we'll be putting out in a few days. And that's all for me.
Ooh, do me a favor. Do you have a website or for that or whatnot?
For which?
For your podcast.
Oh, yeah. You can check it out on the Facebook page.
All right. Well, send me the link. And I will put a little blurb on the Shitty Shark Show saying, hey, if you dig Monster, here's somewhere else you can look at them.
Yeah, I always throw us a little shout out here too on that podcast. So
yeah,
I always talk about the Shitty Shark Show.
So,
but you were talking about Thanksgiving on it.
Yes.
CGMF.
You know, Thanksgiving. I'm telling you, yeah, that was shot down in near Columbus. That's another Ohio filmmaker.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'll be speaking to my buddy Ryan Francis. Ryan Francis, one of the actors in that, played Darren.
So
I went Thanksgiving the musical a few years ago.
Awesome.
One of the greatest nights ever. I saw it twice. I saw it in New York City, and then I saw it in Ohio.
Yeah, he tends to put on a bunch of Thanksgiving stuff.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, he always does something special for Thanksgiving with the Thanksgiving, you know, since that was basically the one thing he's been in, so, which is, you know, a phenomenal movie. I love that film, so.
One of my favorites. I watch it every Thanksgiving, that and Blood Rage and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
All right, so if you are listening to the Shitty Shark Show, you've probably gone to crappymoviereviews.com and got a copy of the show there. If you haven't, you should totally check out my website where you can not only get the Shitty Shark Show, but you can get archived episodes of my old podcast from 10, 11, 12 years ago, where I have interviews with all kinds of cool people like H.G. Lewis and Ted V. Michaels and people like that, called the Gut Munchers Podcast. And there's another podcast on there because I just don't have enough stuff going on. The Action Adventure Hour that focuses on action movies, action adventure movies, as well as I have written reviews, marathons, write-up of events, and just general blogging crap on there. And that's the Crappy Movie Review. It's got a lot of stuff going on. And Another good show, guys. Bait was a great movie, and I can't wait to check out Santa Jaws.
Oh, man. I can't wait for you guys to check it out. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. I'm excited.
It's a gift for us all.
Yep. So until then, everybody have a happy Turkey Day. Stay safe. Wear your masks. Keep your social distance. Like I said last time, we can't afford to lose any listeners to this here pandemic crap. So take care of yourselves.
And don't get eaten.
Yeah, don't get eaten by sharks or cows. We found out cows are dangerous too. Just because you turkeys. Don't see a shark. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there that wants to kill you. And so just, you know, be safe.
Don't die.
Yeah, because I would be utterly devastated if you were killed by a cow. Huh?
That'd be kind of depressing.
Utterly sad. Devastated?
I deserve it. I eat a little steak.
I get the pun.
Yeah, I mean, cheeseburgers are my favorite, so if anything's going to kill me, may as well be a cow.
Yeah. I might as well
or be a pig. I love bacon.
Cow shark, coming soon on the Shitty Shark Show.
Yeah.
Cow shark.
Great. All right. Well, catch you guys in 2 weeks. See you later.
Later.
Later.